Welcome to Popternative, where we dive into topical discussions from the worlds of pop culture, social media, and sports. Here is your host, Peter Remoliotis, a.k.a. PD Beats.
Hello and welcome to the Popternative Podcast. It's the podcast where we have digital discussions in the worlds of sports, pop culture, and entertainment. Pretty excited to be joined by a quarterback in the CFL Canadian Football League. We're with Ottawa Redblacks quarterback Trevor Harris. Trevor, welcome to Popternative.
How you guys doing? I'm glad to have glad to be on.
Well, we're glad to have you on. It just seems like since your arrival in Ottawa, it's just been crazy, like nonstop. How have you liked playing in Ottawa? And when did you kind of decide that you wanted to be a professional football player, like a quarterback?
Well, since I've been in Ottawa, it has been crazy. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of ups and downs in terms of, you know, I came there and anticipating that it would be a year where I kind of sat behind Henry and learned for a year. And then kind of got thrusted into the position. And so I got to learn quite a bit. And this year was quite a learning experience as well, being a franchise quarterback for the first time. So it's been a blast. But in terms of when I wanted to be a pro football player, it was probably like when I got like late in my college career, because I just kind of wanted to – I didn't like football until I was in high school. And then somebody I thought was dumb enough to give me a scholarship to play, and so ended up playing in college. And then it kind of turned into a good or a great thing in college, and fell in love with the game late in high school. And so it's just been a kind of a gradual process for me.
You mentioned a little bit like the transition, like you you became a starter, but you weren't aware, like you didn't know that you were going to be the starter. I mean, those type of situations happen to athletes a lot. Professional athletes, how are you able to, you know, adapt to a situation like that? Where, I mean, I'm sure there wasn't as much planning that you were gonna kind of be the starter. I mean, was it hard at first to get in the swing of things?
Yeah, and you know, it was kind of uncharted waters because, you know, it hadn't been a situation really that I can think of in the past where a guy was coming off of a season that I'd had. Where, you know, most of the time there's spots open to be a franchise guy, to be a starter. And, you know, it just became a really unique opportunity where they said, you know, Henry's wanting to play one more year. We would love for you to be our long-term answer here. And I thought, you know, I've learned from Ricky Ray. Why not go learn from Henry Burris and, you know, make a decision for the longevity of my career as opposed to just a single year where I could have went to maybe a couple other places to just be the guy. But, you know, I firmly believe, you know, God led me down the path to go to Ottawa. And, you know, I really felt good about the decision. And it kind of hit me and I kind of knew that's where I was supposed to be. And, you know, I'm really glad I made the decision. And, you know, here I am.
With a lot of the success that the Redblacks have had in the past and being involved with pretty big events like hosting the Grey Cup this year, you just re-signed with the Redblacks. Congrats on that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, yeah.
And, I mean, do you think now there's kind of like a – I mean, the organization has not been around for that long. I mean, you know, it's only – I think it's 5 years or a little less than that even.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's a credit to our fan base. You know, we've been around for 4 years now.
4 years, yeah.
Yeah, 4 years, and this will be our fifth year coming up, and – you know, it's really a credit to our fan base. They've made it important. They've made Ottawa cool. And it's a credit to our ownership, too. They've made Ottawa really hip and kind of appeal to the younger generation. And our fan base is a very young young fan base. They're very involved. They're all very opinionated on the games every single weekend. So, you know, there's a lot of fun in that. And so, you know, it's just a great place to be. I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to be there, and you know, it's been a great place for me to grow in this last season as a first full year starter, and I just look forward to continuing to grow into a better leader and football player for that organization.
Do you think there's always going to be like pressure when you put on an Ottawa Redblacks jersey because of the success that you've had, and because, you know, especially in the CFL, the Ottawa Redblacks are really in the public eye, like I said, hosting the Grey Cup. I mean, it's become very popular over the years. Social media is buzzing all the time. Redblacks Nation is strong on there. So do you find, because you're playing for a very passionate fan base that has quickly developed, and it hasn't even been 5 years.
Yeah, and you know, it's it's one of those deals where, you know, you're always going to have pressure as a pro football player. Mm-hmm. Every single week you're vying for your job, and there's tens of thousands of people out there that are out there working their tails off every single week, every single offseason to take your job. And so if you're not really digging your heels in and working and grinding every single day, then people are going to catch up to you. And not only that, if you're not currently progressing as a player and as a man, you know, that's when they start to replace you. And so, you know, I really don't take my job for granted. Every single day of this offseason, I'm working, and every single day of this offseason, I'm going to become a better football player. And in terms of our nation, you know, they're very, very passionate. So there's always a bullseye on your back, you know, in terms of when you play pro sports, you know, in terms of the fans, they're going to expect a certain threshold in terms of success. And so, but I can promise you that nobody has a bigger standard to live up to for myself than me. And so, you know, I'm always constantly trying to prove myself, and I feel like I have a lot to prove, and that kind of drives me.
What so far has been your highlight career as a professional quarterback in the CFL? Has there been a game or a moment that has stood out over others for Trevor Harris?
Well, I mean, outside of being a part of two Grey Cup winning teams, really, this year was really a really awesome year to be a part of the team, because we started out 1-6, and everybody just looks at the big picture that we were 8-9, and really us finishing the season down the stretch of 7-3, when we dug ourselves in a hole like that, really showed that the arrow was going for this team. And it just kind of was unfortunate that we didn't bring our best, you know, the day of the playoff game. But I think our arrow was pointing in the right direction, and I think our arrow is going to continue to point in the right direction. We're going to be arrow up next year, and I really feel good about our leadership and the organization as a whole. And so really being a part of the team down the stretch that we finished the season 3-0 against three tough opponents was some fun stuff.
How, as a professional athlete, how are you balancing the kind of on-field stuff and then the off-field stuff? I mean, you know, family and friends, of course, and of course social media is a huge part of professional athletes right now. How have you been kind of balancing that? Because, you know, there's pressure situations, you have to be focused, but, you know, you have a family at home, the social media, all the fans are on there. I mean, yeah. Do you find it kind of hard to kind of balance and keep up with everything sometimes?
Yeah, and sometimes you've just got to prioritize, and you got to prioritize and execute, and you know, like, and you do feel kind of bad because you go on social media and you have a bunch of messages, and you want to get to all the fans, and you want to tell them thank you and how much you appreciate them, and make sure you get to everybody, but it is really difficult. But obviously, my family is going to come first, and so when I come home and I shut my iPad down and my playbook down for the night, my attention's on my wife and kids. And then not only that, you have your own personal life where you want to do your own thing, where you want to watch football. You want to read books. You want to, you know, go do things that are fun. And so during the season, it gets pretty hectic, but at the same time, it's a blast, you know, because I'm living my childhood dream. And so for me to complain about not having enough time wouldn't be very fair.
There's a lot of in the pop culture world, a lot of football like shows and football movies. I mean, you know, Friday Night Lights, even in Canada, you know, Blue Mountain State, kind of more like the comedy aspect of football. I was just curious, like, whether, you know, you've watched those shows or not. Do you think, like, have you, Friday Night Lights, the show was fantastic. I don't know. Have you watched that show?
Yeah, actually, my wife and I got into it last year. And so we started on season one, and we're like, oh, we'll just watch a couple of the episodes. And then all of a sudden it turned into late at night, like, hey, one more episode? You just want, you know?
So
we just kept doing that, you know?
Does a lot of that, can you relate to a lot of that? Is there a lot of, like, is there some realistic, like, aspects and components to the show, or is it just pure, like,
yeah, I mean, in terms of the pressure and stuff, you know, from, like, the media, the fans, and the outside world, is it's realistic in terms of, and those sort of things, but, you know, I think that they try and make it as simple as possible to allow people to follow along, you know, and obviously the games aren't quite that simple, you know, when the coach just all of a sudden comes up with this brilliant idea to win the game. You know, typically, you know, you win the games in preparation. But, yeah. You know, in terms of, like, social, you know, like, drama in your life, you know, a lot of people that that know, that don't know pro athletes don't realize that, you know, we have drama in our lives too. And, you know, we wake up and have issues and things going on. And, so, you know, it is good for that in terms of it is realistic, but in terms of the play and stuff, I wouldn't say it's too realistic.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I think we'll wrap up soon. Just a couple quick questions too. What do you think some of the misconceptions of a quarterback are? Because a lot of people are like, they might think they know everything about what it's like to be in your shoes because, you know, a lot of people are on social media. A lot of people have opinions, which is double-edged sword at times. I mean, are there some things about quarterbacks that, like, you see on social media, you talk to fans, and then you're just like, wow, like, that's not what it's like, guys. Like, it's completely opposite.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shoot, some of my best friends will message me and be like, man, I feel like I could go out there and play as good as, I mean, and they'll name some quarterback in the league that's not very good, like, that's just having a tough year, a tough game. And I'm like, man, you don't know what it's like going out there. You know, this particular buddy had never even played football. And one of the guys was a receiver. And I'm just like, man, until you go back there, you don't really realize it. Some of the misconceptions, though, are that quarterbacks are wimps and the quarterbacks don't take hits. I mean, come on. We take hits. We don't get to deliver hits. We take the hits. But, like, everybody thinks we're fragile and those sorts of things kind of irk me a little bit, but you know, the older you get, the more you realize you don't like to take the hits. You know, when you're younger, it doesn't really bother you, but there's certain misconceptions like that.
You mentioned 2018 is going to be a big year for Trevor Harris. You want to make it a big year for Trevor Harris. More specifically, what can we expect from Trevor Harris in 2018?
You're gonna see a guy that's better in every facet. You're gonna see a guy that's a more complete player in terms of, you know, seeing defenses and making better decisions, make sure I take care of the ball. I'm always making sure that, you know, I want to strengthen my strengths. I think as I watched the film, some of the strengths that I had this year were when I had to step up and avoid the rush and, you know, make something happen when, you know, I broke contain in the pocket. I think that was something that I was very underestimated in this year. I want to make sure that I continue to work on my craft of that and throwing off balance. Because I think that kind of separates the good from the great quarterbacks is the guys that can make the throws when they're not on a great plane. And so I want to make sure that I continue to sharpen my tools of, you know, throwing off balance and not being on a correct plane that not just standing on 2 feet and driving the ball right off my back foot to my front foot when I'm rolling left and don't have, you know, to particular base underneath me. I want to be able to make sure I can make all the throws. And so, you know, I'm already hard at work making sure that I'm perfecting those sorts of things.
Great. Well, Trevor, thank you so much for joining us on Pop Tournament. We wish you nothing but the very best for 2018, and we hope to catch up with you again soon.
Yeah, I'd love to. Anytime you guys want somebody opinionated on basketball or NBA, college hoops, you hit me up. Let me know.
Perfect. Where can people follow you on social media?
I don't post a ton on social media. I use my social media basically for my relationship with Christ and stuff, but that's, you know, kind of like my main passion. Here comes my little man right there. You say, hey, bud. But my Twitter handle is @Trev_Harris, and my Instagram name is @TrevorHarris7. I'll try and start posting more. I need to kind of be a little bit more open with my life. I'm a little bit too private, so I'll try and start posting more.
Perfect. Well, thanks a lot, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Well, this has been Popturnative. You can catch previous episodes of Popturnative on YouTube and on iTunes as well. Popturnative.com for more content. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you for tuning in to Popturnative. Make sure to check out our past episodes of Popturnative on YouTube. Be sure to like Popturnative on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.